For it is an act of worship, September 10. Moreover Hezekiah the king and the princes commanded the Levites to sing praise unto the Lord with the words of David, and of Asaph the seer. And they sang praises with gladness, and they bowed their heads and worshipped. Singing, as a part of religious service, is as much an act of worship as is prayer. A congregation may be the poorest in the land. It may be without the attraction of any outward show, but if the members possess the principles of the character of Christ, they will have His joy in their souls. Angels will unite with them in their worship. The praise and thanksgiving from grateful hearts will ascend to God as a sweet oblation. The people of Israel, as they journeyed through the wilderness, praised God in sacred song. The commandments and promises of the Lord were set to music, and all along the journey these were sung by the pilgrim travelers. And in Canaan as they met at their sacred feasts, God's wonderful works were to be recounted and grateful thanksgiving offered to His name. God desired that the whole life of His people should be a life of praise. Thus His way was to be made known upon earth, His saving health among all nations. So it should be now.